Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, better and better.
Great. Mm-hmm. As always, we want our listeners to know that we present cases every week to share what we do, and that is we treat and cure chronic disorders without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean after a while, you do not need our treatment as well. If you follow our diet and lifestyle recommendations and come in occasionally for a tune-up like you tune up your car. Last week we had with us Eric. He's an amazing story. He suffered from a mini stroke, a TIA, in 2011 when he was 42 years old. He was hospitalized for 1 week. He went through CTs, MRIs, and no one could really figure out why he had the high blood pressure, although he was overweight. So he was put on 4 medications for the past 2 years. He decided to change his diet. He became pretty much 80% vegan and lost almost 50 pounds in those 2 years. But after that point, he hit a plateau, a wall, and started feeling the effects of the medications. He started getting stiffness and pain in his back, which he and his wife attributed to kidney pain, which is absolutely correct, as the blood pressure medication does affect your kidneys. So he heard us on the radio and came in within 2 weeks of hearing us. And after the first treatment, he felt amazing. His energy shot through the roof. He felt like he felt better than he was even in his 20s. He had clear mental clarity, clear thinking. He woke up every morning refreshed. And also he had problems with urination at night for 5 years prior to that, 5 years in a row. Every night he would get up around 2 o'clock to go to the restroom. And even when he went, his bladder wasn't really that full, but the urgency to go, he had to go. And after that first treatment that night, Dr. Tong had told him that he probably wouldn't have to go because he treated that. And he tested Dr. Tong and drank 15 ounces of water right before he went to bed, which we don't really recommend our patients to do, but he did it anyway. Mm-hmm. And he did not have to get up to go to the restroom. And actually, he hasn't had to get up.
Okay, he called his doctors and want to get rid of the drugs, and they say, you can't. We don't know what caused your high blood pressure. But actually, conventional doctors never know what caused high blood pressure. In this case, it's a kidney problem. So his kidney was weak, and because he have a big business, he had a lot of stress. And then he secreted a lot of acid, and kidney is the principal organ that get rid of acid. Mm-hmm. So when your blood is acidic, you cannot survive. The body pull all calcium, magnesium, alkaline mineral to neutralize it. Okay, fatty acid, cholesterol, those are the acid. that combined with calcium, you got calcification. So acidic blood, fatty acid, and so forth make your blood thick, and the calcification make your blood vessels smaller, and that is why your smaller tubes and thicker blood, your heart had to pump harder. So you got high blood pressure.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got high blood pressure. Okay. Yeah.
You're so, very good at explaining that, Dr. Tong.
Thank you very much. Yeah. You want a raise? Yeah.
Actually, I do.
But okay, here's another thing. Okay, the kidney control the bladder. Okay, mm-hmm. Send circulation to the bladder. When the kidney qi is not enough, the bladder doesn't get enough circulation. It's not resilient.
Right.
So at 2 o'clock in the morning when
even
the blood...
Even if it's not distended.
Yeah, it's not, you know, like 200 cc if you distend it. Yeah, whereas you put 15 ounces, okay, 5 or 600 cc, you can take it.
Right.
So because the bladder now get perfused.
Right, with the qi.
With the qi.
Right.
The blood with the qi. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the other thing I want to mention also with his kidneys, Eric also runs very hot.
Yes.
So kidney is water. So
yeah.
when you run hot, you burn that water, and that also weakens the kidney.
Yes.
So that's also contributing to his kidney weakness and the high blood pressure.
Okay, so one thing that I really want to maybe we should mention every time, there's a website called Don't Fund It, okay, about Obamacare. You go there and sign the signature. Obamacare is going to bankrupt us, okay? We don't have enough people to enough money to take care of the people who pay the,
right.
the insurance, okay? You bring in 40 million more people.
Not only that, what they're using is this conventional medicine that we're talking about that is making people sicker in
exactly.
the long run. This
yeah.
is for chronic disorders, which most people are suffering from. High blood pressure, diabetes, this is very common. One of the most common things that are... that people suffer from in the United States. So
yeah, so please go into this website, don'tfundit.com, without the hypertrophy.
Right.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Let's get to our guests.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our guest today with us, Michael. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
How are you guys?
We're good.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm very well.
Good, yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. Michael's been on the show with us before a few months back in March, and we met him actually at a seminar. And so tell us a little bit about your experience coming to see Dr. Tong and myself.
Well, it's been wonderful. I can't thank you guys enough.
Yes, thank you.
The gluten sensitivity, I think, is gone. And
yes.
I think that's gone.
Wow.
I still have a little bit of back stuff, but I got discs that are bad, and I'm doing very well.
Why don't you tell us your first treatment? What was the main problem you came in 5 months ago?
I came in because my back was bothering me.
Okay.
And
for how long?
It had been about 3 or 4 months.
Okay. You had a car accident, correct?
Yeah, I was mm-hmm. in a car accident, and that started all the stuff. I had an MRI done, and L4 and 5 were perfed, and 1, 2, and 3 weren't very good, but you guys have fixed all that.
Well, you know, Michael, I want to ask you, how come we didn't take any MRIs and they fixed you?
Well, the MRI didn't fix me. You guys fixed me.
Exactly. I know. How come we don't need to do any MRI and CAT scans or X-rays, and we fix all the back pains?
So what did it show? That it showed a herniated disc, or?
Yes. It showed that L4 and L5 were perforated.
Oh, perforated. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you think that's the cause of your pain?
Well, after
no.
you guys worked on me, I don't think so.
No, okay.
Because
it probably still is.
Yeah,
let
me tell you, okay, it's 5 months ago, right after treatment, the pain is gone. You think the disc slipped back in and
yeah.
everything, all the degeneration disappear?
I don't think that was the problem. After
no.
talking to you guys, I know that's not the problem.
That's not
right,
the problem. The problem
right.
is the circulation, okay? Let me give you an analogy. Let's say we have a traffic jam in the number 5 freeway by Santa Ana for a long time. Okay, in the beginning,
right.
you don't have any food. So everybody's hungry. That's pain. Okay, if you have it for a long, long time, which most people do in this country, okay, so the freeway got degenerated. All the physical structure have degeneration. So as long, so you take a big satellite picture from the moon, you see all this degeneration. Say, oh, that's why people are hungry. No, the hungry and degeneration are both symptoms of the traffic jam. So when you when you open up the traffic jam, the people get food, the pain goes away. So what happened to the degeneration? You remain there for a long time until somebody fix it.
Right.
And in your body to fix it, you take years, maybe even decade. Yes.
Right. Now, what did you try before you came for the treatment? Did you try other injections?
I had injections done. I had trigger point injections. I had a whole bunch of things.
So you did have trigger point injections.
And that's all we did.
That's
trigger point injections. Yes.
Yeah, well, that's what you guys did, and it was like surgical compared to what I thought was being done. I mean, that hurt. I had platelet-rich plasma. I had torn rotator cuff, too.
Platelet-rich plasma. Tell us about that.
Right, you had the PRP done for your shoulder, right?
Yeah, for your shoulder.
Yes, both of them.
Okay.
And the right one's 100%. The left one, I still have a little bit of numbness on my thumb, but you guys were the only guys that ever helped that.
So what happened to the platelet-rich plasma that you that inject? How was the result?
Oh, that was terrible. I was sore for a long, long time.
So it took a while before things started to work, correct?
But it didn't work.
He said the right shoulder...
It is 100% now.
Okay.
And the left shoulder...
That's from my treatment.
Yes, exactly.
Not from the plasma treatment.
Oh, so the PRP didn't help you at all?
Well, I don't want to say it didn't help me at all. It didn't help a lot. And when I was coming, I had a drive back from Cincinnati, and I live in Cleveland.
I see.
And it was very sore. I mean, I was really sore.
I see. So it didn't really fix it completely. I see. Okay. I misunderstood you then.
I thought we have a pain center. Somebody beat us.
I think you guys have fixed it completely.
Exactly.
I see. Okay.
And the gluten sensitivity, I think that's gone.
Yeah. How long have you had that, the gluten sensitivity?
Oh, I guess that's got to be 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm. You see?
I've been dodging gluten for a long time.
Exactly. No, like in the past, 10, 15, or 20 years ago, this kind of sensitivity, allergies, not existent. Today, everybody is sensitive to everything. That's why I told you, okay? It's easy to treat, easy to cure.
Yeah. Well, everyone's sensitive to everything because our food is not as good as it used to be.
That makes people weaker, okay? So that is the reason. The weaker, you don't have enough healing power. So...
Well, I'm going to go out golfing tomorrow, and I'm looking to hit it better and further.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So,
and I feel a lot stronger.
So for your shoulder, so the right one is complete. You don't have any more numbness in your hands then with the right shoulder?
Nothing on my right side. You guys have fixed about half of my numbness on my left thumb.
Okay.
And nobody else touched it.
So before you came back the second time for treatments, there was still numbness in your thumb in your right hand then?
In my left hand.
Yeah, because I did not treat the shoulder. I only treat the back. Didn't pay attention to that. And this time, even you told us...
I mean, it's not... It wasn't a big deal because it's been there for so long. I mean, that's been there for a long time. Maybe
it is a
four
big
years.
Deal, though. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's nice not. It's nice having it working again. But
yes.
Right.
You had only two treatments this time, correct?
I had three.
Three.
Yeah,
okay.
I had you do two, and Dr. Lane did one.
Oh, mm-hmm. great. Okay. So
and you guys are an awfully good combination.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes,
you are.
Yeah. Actually, tell us why you think your gluten sensitive is gone. So what can you eat now and what you eat, that kind of thing. What happened to you when you eat bread before?
Before, I'd get gassy and bloating and diarrhea, and none of that's happened since.
Wow,
and you're eating bread?
I had, for the first time, I had a hamburger bun on Tuesday, and I think I left on Wednesday. I had to get on Wednesday and nothing. There's nothing. Nothing happened at all.
From now on, nothing will happen. From now on, you can eat almost anything you want.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's not amazing.
You've done it because it's been for 4 years. I mean.
Well, we fixed the spleen. There's no amazing at all.
Wonderful. So have you eaten bread since then too, as well, or just that one time?
I haven't yet, but Dr. Tong told me not to eat to go overboard, and I had. You know, I had a sandwich.
I think
and I never
I,
ate
Yeah, but you have three treatments. I think you can try just like a regular person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, right, not overboard, but, yeah, just eat normally. Yes.
Yeah, if you do have any...
I sure will. I've been dodging gluten for a long time, long time.
Yeah.
So all those people that are allergic to gluten or anything, okay, you come in, we can fix you. All you got to do is improve your healing power, improve your health, get real health care.
The first time we talked, you said, before I even got out of my mouth, you said, I can fix that.
Some people think he's kind of loony, either loony or arrogant.
That's what Samantha,
at all. Yeah. I've been to a lot of places, done a lot of things, and you guys have helped me more than anybody.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
And
we're
fast,
so happy.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, because you're from Ohio, right? So you can't even come regularly.
I came in March, and I had one treatment, and that helped until about 2 weeks ago. And then I came back, and you guys did three treatments. Mm-hmm. And it's so much better. Everything's better.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize you only had one that first time. Right.
Exactly. You didn't have time.
Yeah, I only had one.
Right. Yeah. You stayed. Right. Because you had to leave.
To leave. Yeah.
Right.
I had a red eye on Monday night going back.
Wow. Good thing you took the opportunity.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Well, you guys made a lot of sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the back is doing better now then? You're going to go golfing tomorrow?
I'm going golfing tomorrow, and the back's a lot better.
Wonderful.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, we're so happy. Thanks so much. Is there anything else you want to add, Mike, before we let you go?
No, I think that's it.
Well,
the gluten sensitivity was a big deal. I mean, I had to dodge for a long, 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 long time.
Right, 4 years, right?
Yeah, three, 4 years. And I had, I would just get bloated and gassy and diarrhea, and none of that stuff's happening.
You won't happen.
So I want to thank you all.
Yeah, just come in for your regular tune-up when you come in for the seminar, and you'll be good to go.
I absolutely will.
Wonderful.
Don't worry about that.
So okay. We'll see you next time, Mike. Thanks so much for joining us and taking the time to share your story.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website. That's drtong.com, which is drtong.com, for more information. I'd like to give a warm welcome to our next guest today, Elsie. Welcome, Elsie.
Hi, Elsie.
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Give us a little background, where you're from and how you came to see Dr. Tong.
I was referred. I live in the San Fernando Valley area. Mm-hmm. I was I had brought my mom to an appointment, and after being seen after my mom was seen by the doctor, I was very interested because I came in a bit skeptical, but I like to have an open mind to new procedures and new.
What convinced you is the way I explained to you. You understand everything I say.
I came in, and yes, I was. The doctor was always ahead of me. He was always that he was providing information. He was filling my questions. It made it a bit difficult. I was like, wait, that was my next question.
Yeah.
So he was very informative. He did go through the whole procedure.
It's all circulation. So, all circulation, we restore your circulation, make you healthier. That's mm-hmm. The bottom line.
So what were you suffering from?
Yeah, exactly. You were a mess.
I walked in. Yes, I have a few conditions, especially for my age. I feel overwhelmed. But I came in, and specifically that morning, I came in with a bit of a stomach ache, and nothing to keep me home, but enough to bother me and just feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I felt better by the time I left the office, and I was like that the whole day.
So you had a treatment that same day that you brought your mom?
Yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh,
I was that fortunate enough that your office had an opening.
Wonderful.
And so they were able to squeeze me in, and I was seen, and I was really happy with the results of my the treatment of the stomach ache.
Tell us what bothered you chronically. You have several problems, not just physical but emotional. So tell us what the
I suffer from depression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I have a chronic depression. I was diagnosed over 20 years ago, but I know that I've had depression prior to that.
Are you depressed now?
No, not right now.
This is
no, I'm yeah. actually happy.
Wow.
Yeah, happy to be with you guys.
And, okay, listen. Yeah. Okay, so
20 years.
Yeah, since the first treatment, have you have any depression since my first treatment?
Depression-wise, I think it might be too premature, but I felt really happy. I mean, the fact that my stomach was not bothering me, it really changed my attitude the rest of the day.
Yeah, you are afraid to say it, okay? You know, did you have any depression since my first treatment? Did you feel depressed?
No, I haven't. No,
see?
I
haven't. Okay. So you're so afraid because you had been there 20 years. You're so afraid that you say that,
and,
you know.
And you've only had one treatment, correct?
Yes, yes.
And when was
I'm eager to go back.
Was this like about 2 weeks ago, a couple
weeks
ago?
2 weeks
almost, yeah. We're nearing on the second week, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anything else that you've been that's been bothering you?
The stomach.
Well, like I said, my stomach has always been a chronic
problem. Was chronic. Okay, the stomach was chronic. Okay.
I was diagnosed with IBS.
Oh, so you have IBS. Okay.
IBS. I had, prior to that, I had gone to other specialists, and their approach was just, in the past, was Tagamet and other medicines and the like, but it was a short-term thing. As soon as I stopped taking the medicine, I start having problems all over again.
Mm-hmm.
But the short-term thing is not as good as how I make you feel long-term.
What I like about the doctor was it's true. I mean, I can be diagnosed with anything. I can
exactly.
be giving a diagnosis, but
yeah.
I really thought about what Dr. Tong said, that it's just a label.
Label
it's
of
not,
symptoms.
He's just, you know, I can be diagnosed with something but not treated for it, mm-hmm. and it doesn't really serve much of a purpose if you
yes.
don't
right,
know what the
right.
symptoms the diagnosis is, but the problem still persists.
Exactly. Now, how long were you? When were you diagnosed with IBS?
That was about 10, 12 years ago, maybe.
Oh, so you've had it for a while then.
Yeah.
Definitely
prior to that, ever since I was little.
Yeah.
So you've had it all your life.
Yeah, all your life.
All your life.
Whenever I'm under
stress.
A lot of stress,
yes.
It just goes directly to my stomach. I
yes.
hardly ever get any headaches, but my stomach has been my biggest hurdle.
Yes.
Yeah, everything is connected. So your stomach was weak, your heart was weak, your liver was weak. So you were born that way. And anything to do with hereditary can be cured by correcting the blockages.
Your own body. Yes.
We have a boy that was born, could not move the foot at all. And after the first treatment, he was able to lift the foot.
Yes.
And after two treatments, he shortened his 1 mile run by 2 minutes.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And born
I
with it.
That.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe that.
He's on YouTube. His name's Anthony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful. Now, how's your mom doing?
My mom's doing somewhat better. I understand that her condition is a lot more severe than mine.
Mm-hmm. And she had less qi. She had less battery juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What is she
yes.
suffering from?
She's had osteoarthritis.
Okay.
That's on the hip.
Mm-hmm.
And she had been to an orthopedic doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I had taken her to an orthopedic specialist, and they said that just pretty much stretches and some physical therapy would help, but she hasn't had any relief.
I mean, if you're in pain and you stretch, it's not going to help. It's going to make it worse,
it's
actually.
It's kind of a waste of time.
Exactly. Yeah. When I know the time that I've have been in pain, and that was the other condition that I was treated for, too. I have rotator cuffs on both shoulders. And that day I mentioned to the doctor that they were bothering me. Again, that was also not really bad. Usually it's bad when I do something that flares it up, and
mm-hmm.
then the pain really strikes, and it's there for weeks and weeks. And in the past, I've had cortisone shots
mm-hmm.
To alleviate the pain. But I got shots on my shoulders in the past, and again, it didn't help. I mean, it did help, but just temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
It lasts like 3 months, and then if I do anything again that could trigger the pain, it's just there.
So are you able to do more now with your shoulders?
Oh, yeah, yes. I was, it felt hot to the touch. Uh-huh. I felt it, especially because I was a little bit cold that day, and my I could feel my fingers when I touched my shoulders. It feels hot. So I mentioned it to the doctor, and that was the other thing that I could see that very same day. I saw results of my stomach and my rotator cuff.
Right away. Wonderful.
And also, I told you I'm going to make you warm. You say you were cold. I'm going to make you warm. Did you feel warmer?
Yes.
Yes.
It's almost like you don't believe it. When you say it, it's like you don't believe
it. You're afraid to say so. Yeah.
It's just so. It's just like I'm laughing because, yeah, I mean, I came in again and with one mentality. I was coming in with a few questions of my own.
Yes. It's hard.
And I was convinced as he was explaining to my mom the procedure.
Yeah.
And I asked to be treated.
Well, Elsie, the coldness is connected to your stomach problem.
It's connected to everything.
Yeah, but that's a direct connection because when your stomach is weak, and spleen, you become very cold. So that's kind of from your whole life. So, that's why it's better.
Cause that's why you're tired also.
Yes, the fatigue.
Yes, yeah. I'm always tired.
How about now?
How's your energy now?
Oh, right now I was going to go do some yard work.
Hey. You're not going to take a nap?
Hey.
No. I wouldn't be able to nap right now. I'm quite alert and awake.
When you finish your yard work, I think I need some at my own
yard. Yeah, maybe you can help us too.
Oh, okay, sure. That's right.
Wow, that's great. One treatment.
Yeah, everything.
That's
better,
amazing.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm looking forward for the follow-up treatments.
Yes.
And
as far as your mom, just give it some time because with continued treatment, she
doesn't
will
have
get
enough
better.
Energy.
It's just going to take a little longer because
you're younger.
Her battery's a little lower. So
and after the second,
I do understand that. Yeah. Yes, I do. Last week, I know she mentioned she was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And so that's why I had brought her in.
Yeah.
That early, she was due back to follow this coming Monday.
Yeah. So just encourage her. Yeah. That it will improve.
Yeah. She felt that her pain was so severe that, and she did feel somewhat of a difference. And again,
just give it
because she felt a difference. It was even though it was small, it was enough for her to
want to come back
for additional because she knows that she's also aware that it'll take some time to get there.
Well, Elsie, thank you so much for joining us today. And
my pleasure.
Hopefully we'll have you on soon.
Much.
Great. Have a great weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.